This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We spend a lot of time in this country thinking and talking about education, about teacher salaries and test scores and what the right curriculum is. What you don't hear a lot about, though, are the buildings themselves. There's a report out today that says it might take more than $270 billion just to get our schools up to par. To really modernize would be a whopping $500 billion. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has that story.
Those numbers, they're an estimate of what's needed, but the report's authors fully admit they're guessing, because the last major federal study on the condition of schools was in the mid-1990s. Rachel Gutter is with the U.S. Green Building Council, which drafted today's report.
The typical parent and the typical taxpayer, when asked about what constitutes a quality education, will talk exclusively about the who and the what, the teachers and the curriculum, with no real mind being paid towards the where.
And the where matters, according to a number of researchers. Maureen Berner is a professor at UNC Chapel Hill. She says learning in poor conditions can cost students an average of 10 percentage points on achievement tests.
Kids who study in a rotten environment where the toilets don't function and the windows are broken and the paint is peeling on the walls are gonna do worse.
Glenn Earthman, professor emeritus at Virginia Tech, found these conditions don't affect everyone equally.
Most of these schools that are in poor condition, the vast majority, are in school districts where they are children of poverty are attending, inner city areas and rural areas.
We may not know the precise number of billions needed to get schools into fighting shape, but school construction has dropped in recent years. According to School Planning and Management magazine, schools spent $12 billion on construction in 2011. That's about half what it was each year from 2000 to 2008. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.